Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm going to admit it. All over the world, the UN, the pediatric journals, the bioethics journals, the death panels are calling for killing old people, children, anytime they want. Killing anybody. If the state wants you dead, they just kill you even if you're totally healthy. I think that's reasonable. I think the state should be talking about how humans are scum and how they want to kill us. And I think it's good they're taking everybody's bank accounts. Now they're saying it's going to take all the money out in Cyprus. And they have foreign mercenaries flown in to guard the banks while the money's transferred out. I think that's great. I think it's good the Federal Reserve is devaluing the dollar right now. And that $85 billion a month is given to foreign and offshore banks. I think it's good that all the ultra-rich are totally tax-exempt and pay no income tax or corporate tax and are offshore. And I just think it's all wonderful. And then Buffett does something on one little small accounting thing on some domestic money he has as a stunt. I think that's sweet, too. I think it's good he shut down the pipeline that would have brought more oil and lower gas prices here in the U.S., out of Canada. I think it's good that the Keystone Pipeline was shut down, and that's going to be sent to China. Put that back on. The veil feel powerful for the state.
Response: Kim Jong-un ordering his forces to be poised to strike American targets.
No, they're good people.
He has, according to his state news agency,
they're not mindless or brainwashed. That's how our government is.
U.S. bases literally in the sight.
I had this guy tell me he's basically a commie.
This photo is
works for the government. He's taking over.
The order. It's complete with a map, charts, and the words.
Look at that sack of crap.
This may all seem bizarre to the outside world, but it's designed for a domestic audience, portraying strength and shoring up Kim's legitimacy. It's all a direct response to the use by America of its stealth bombers yesterday during a joint exercise with the South. The United States insists the use of nuclear-capable aircraft was not intended to provoke the North, but instead part of the planned exercise.
So you've got one little rotten state now. So the big global rotten state that has even better weapons because we had more liberty, so they get to steal all that liberty and have an even bigger, you know, system to go menace other people and us, because we're now paying for Homeland Security to get billions of bullets and armored vehicles and trying to confiscate our guns. And then the minute they're done using the military to have a civil war and try to take our guns, they're going to take your guns. It's like firing a gun that shoots your enemy, but fires another bullet back at you. It's not a good weapon to use. Everybody's so scared. It's like North Korea. We better do what the government says. They're listening to our phones, but we're not in a police state. You know, notice now they go, yeah, we're listening to everything you do. Trying to intimidate us. Well, good, you scum. Notice government films us, watches us, but then you film them, they freak out and act like it's something bad because they're scared of you. The answer is activate, get involved. Okay, I'll cover the Second Amendment news, the economic news, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm not giving the number out yet. I'm not giving the phone number out yet. I'm going to give it out when I'm ready to go to them. But I want to get your take on, you know, the UN treaty. They're coming after our guns all over the country. They're going to federally and at the state level make you get insurance. Again, this is banker taxes. This is banker taxes. That's all it is. The power to tax, power to destroy. Who said that? The evil George Washington. Who says he's evil? FEMA. I'm serious. The government also says kill babies up to age 3. I mean, these are out of control criminals. Cops get called in and get taught the founders are bad. They should all walk out right there and go on the news and say, we've got authoritarian takeover artists here trying to overthrow America. They need to be arrested. Who do you work for? Somebody goes into an FBI meeting, a federal marshal meeting, a state police meeting, and starts mouthing America and the free market and liberty and private property and guns. What you say is, who do you work for? We got foreign infiltrators here. I mean, but if they work for North Korea, you'd say that. Oh, they work for banks. So it's okay. It's like, well, foreign banks took us over. Okay. Yes, sir. George Washington's a piece of crap, sir. You know, I mean, come on. Wake up. Get out of the coma. This nightmare only ends when you wake up out of it, okay? It only ends when you wake up. out of this fantasy land and say, no, 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 no.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have open phones in this hour. And it is, of course, already the second day of April, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Here are just some of the Second Amendment headlines. We are going under global governance by a foreign banking cartel that is now openly demonizing the Founding Fathers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, families, the Second Amendment. Major pediatric journals, again, are calling for children to be killed up to age three that are totally healthy. Hell on earth is being promoted. And people ask, how far will the tyranny go? To the exact level we put up with. And you see the Republicans going, why, we want to get elected. We better accept socialist health care and open borders. That's all a hoax. The Republicans wrote the socialist health care and the open borders because they work for the very, very same globalist. And they run this hoax of, oh, government's real popular. Everyone likes what Obama's doing. That's all a giant hoax. Only the weakest minds hear that and go, oh, that football team's winning? I better get on the bandwagon. You're just a bandwagon fan. Why, I've been a Dallas Cowboy fan since I was 2 years old. What are you doing moving to Dallas liking the Cowboys? I grew up actually hearing talk like that. I thought it was stupid. It's okay to like a football game, but like, my whole life's about the Dallas Cowboys. Boy, you better watch. It's the same thing with government. I'm a winner because I'm with Obama. I get free health care. You get free health care? That's why the insurance companies wrote it? You know what the insurance companies, I went and looked. You know what they're lobbying for in all 50 states? You know what the insurance companies are lobbying for at the federal level? Guess what they want they get. They are the big mega offshore banks. Just like the military-industrial complex is owned by the big offshore banks who can create unlimited fiat money. They need $1 trillion. They just created. Then they go, oh, the economy will implode. If this implodes, shine on your faith and credit of your government of Iceland or Germany or the U.S. And then we're told that's our debt by their operatives on the news. And that's a good trick if you can get people to accept it. And they can only do that because they won't even tell people on our media now. They did it first, but the memo went out. Don't talk about Cyprus. Don't say that's a theft. Don't talk about money out of bank accounts. So now it's called Cyprus got its bailout. Good news for its people. Next up on Fox News. I actually heard that on Fox Radio and saw that on Fox TV. Tuned over to CNN last week. Same thing. Well, Cyprus got some good news. They got their bailout. That'll keep them from going under. Some people didn't like it. There was some firebombing. You know, those troublemakers. Of course, they could just say no like Iceland and find out that 90%+ of the debt was not theirs and foreign banker debt. What did England, the British government, first say when Iceland 3 years ago said, we're not going to pay back this debt, it's not ours? They announced in the news that all Icelanders, all 400,000, were terrorists and could not board British Airways flights. If you're wondering what Homeland Security's for here and the same systems in Europe, it's for if you try to go get your money out of the bank, you're a terrorist. See, they're aiming guns at you out of the teller window, literally. You can pull up video and photos. You've seen it in Cyprus and other areas where they now have brought in foreign mercenaries, foreign security firms is what they're called, to stand outside and inside with loaded submachine guns so you don't give the bank a problem, because there are some elitists who are exempt, and you know, some people only get 10% out, some 100% taken out of their after-tax money. And this is what they're going to do here. See, when you don't have a Second Amendment, let me tell the cowards, because there's not just authoritarians that have an instinct to disarm the American people. Yeah, there's the BBC. Iceland, Britain's unlikely new enemy. And then announces how they were all terrorists. Of course, the Icelanders called their bluff and said, fine, don't let us fly on British Airways or come to England. And they had to remove that. But no, they tried to say, you're a terrorist. And folks, that's why FEMA gets up and says George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are terrorists, and anyone that supports the Constitution is a terrorist. I have that on video in my film Road to Tyranny, with all the government documents. It's making the rounds, because George Washington blog linked to it today, so we put it up on InfoWars.com. And people, 12 years after I got that footage, I got it right before 9/11 out of Kansas City, a firefighter and a law enforcement, they're trying to turn firefighters into cops, you know, spies now, and most of the cops were agreeing. And they just, and folks, I have 18 hours of it. I got to find that on VHS. It's somewhere in the warehouse, and put the whole thing on the web. People say, why didn't you do it 12 years ago? Back then, it was really hard to put stuff on the web. There was no YouTube. I put the clip of the bribery on my own servers when I caught bribery at the Capitol. And I got like a, I forget, it was some giant $15,000 bill when, you know, a few hundred thousand people watched it. And there it is, FEMA, founding fathers were terrorists. Terrorist. Terrorist. So I want to get your take on all this. They officially say they've got to restrict our guns to get us in line with the UN treaty. And the UN treaty says only states can have guns. Private citizens cannot. And the media goes, oh, no, it doesn't say that. And then Forbes went and actually read the whole treaty and said, no, it's true. It goes after your guns. And they even recommend how to get the guns. First, license them, then confiscate them. Like you did in over 160 other countries in the last 50 years? You mean that way? You know, in Burma, they took the guns from the natives. Very few of them had them. And then the 2 years after they had a gun buyback and took them, they went in and killed four, the British government did, on record, 4,000 plus of the population because they wanted their land. They just mowed them down. And again, it's always, every day I see at the back of the paper, oh, yeah, UN forces killed a bunch of people. I showed you articles last hour, BBC, you name it, bragging about it. You're lining up little kids, blowing their heads off. But see, they don't make it a big deal when they do that. But when 20 people get killed at Sandy Hook, which you can bet your boots was a staged operation, and by the way, there were kids. They're not going to pass up an opportunity to grease some kids. That's what, they enjoy their work. It's like, one time they asked Prince Philip, you know, why do you like gardening and doing it yourself? He goes, well, I enjoy gardening. I mean, you know, that's part of the thing, getting your hands dirty. And, I mean, the UN is an army of pedophiles. Everywhere they go, they rape and murder children, and it always comes out, and then it's not on the news. And now they just arrest reporters for violating Interpol and global rules if they expose it. In fact, you know, they're going after reporters that expose White House corruption now. They should get a Pulitzer Prize. How about you go to jail? You see, and why? Because we've bent over to corruption. We've bent down and licked its boots. And people think that's a virtue now. And the globalists go to public places, and they take one look at the soft, weak, pathetic people, and they say, we're going to take everything they've got and give them ridiculous cover stories, and they're such cowards, they're going to go along with it. And they go, well, who do we have to worry about historically? The police and military. We've done the questionnaires. We know who's good. We know who's bad. And for them, the bad is the good. We know who will do anything. Yeah, but we got to worry about them. They'll try to form a coup against us like they always will. We'll take care of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the last message. They're not just going to go after the good police and military. The number one group that they're going to put into vats of acid are the worst. If you're a black op killer, drug dealer for the government, you know, you're a retired, sheep-dipped army captain, 35 years old, done torture all over the world, now you're shipping drugs in, you got a house in Maui and a trophy wife, you're dead. You're dead. They're going to kill you. I know they take you to meetings and show you old guys and show you larger teams and, you know, and everything's about making you feel like there's a reason for it. And we've got to run the crime because somebody else will. That's how we control it. And, oh, I know. Believe I know all about it, little boy. When they go to the next level, you're dead. So enjoy that. Just thought I'd give you a little news flash on that front. So I want to hear from you on the happy things we're talking about here today. I want to hear from you on, are you military? Are you police? It's now official. All over they're saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in all your semi-autos, register all the others, insurance to buy guns, insurance to buy ammo, which is registration. And again, the power to tax is the power to destroy. If they can raise your taxes, if they can make you get insurance to have a bike, which they're pushing, or insurance to have a house or a car, they can raise it. If they can make you buy health insurance, what's it going to do? Double the first year? It also bankrupts you. There's also the money issue. But see, now they're saying in these bills, it will be illegal to have ammo without your purchase receipt. You're a little criminal now. They're making it illegal. It's a license to own ammo. It's the end of the Second Amendment. Here it is. UN passes sweeping international arms regulation, viewed by some, yeah, those that have a brain, as a Second Amendment override. Washington Times. Go to InfoWars.com. Veterans guns confiscated after forced psychiatric evaluation, honorably discharged with a concealed carry, never had a psychological problem. All vets are getting letters to show up now, and they're being told you can go in. You can be running a $1 million company, have no criminal record, be totally together. Some sniveling mental patient, communist, power-tripping psychiatrist is going to take your guns. And they're going to order you to turn them in, but most of the time they don't care. They just have the police come, arrest you involuntarily under their order, not even a psychiatrist or judge now, and then you're going to lose your guns. And they hope you fight back. This is the false flag. They're starting a fight with you. Let me tell you, don't shoot them. Don't shoot the dumb cops, the traitor idiots. Don't shoot the psychiatrist. Spend all your money suing them, all your money going to state reps, all your money buying radio time, all your money going after them politically. Savage them until they beg for mercy with nonviolence.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If we simply get the word out as a culture, as a society, and really show people the two different sides that are there, and tell folks to make a choice what side they're on, we'll win this thing. We have the moral authority. But if people buy into the hoax, we're going to probably lose this thing. Now, those of you that try to enforce it are going to be the biggest losers, but still, they will get their new world order. Because wrecking America and other Western countries is part of the globalist plan. They're decade and 50-year planners. That's why every sitcom, every cop show, every drama, every program out there demonizes gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans. Every show. The following, where you have a psychopathic leader with a cult of psychos that try to impress him, surrounds himself with police that are secretly anti-New World Order, and surrounds himself with people that are constitutionalist and militias and farmers. I've now had a chance to go and watch some of the episodes, clips of it online, and it's the same as the show Founding Fathers, where, I was talking to Shane Steiner, he saw the episode, I haven't seen it, he described it to me, I think it was Shane described it to me, where the veteran joins Al-Qaeda overseas and comes back, and now he's leading the local Patriot Tea Party, but he's really Al-Qaeda. People are like, how are they going to sell that? See, the real manuals for about 4 years say the Pentagon expects, this is Army War College, it's been in the mainstream news. We first broke it, people couldn't believe it, and then the news picked it up. Oh, it must be real. See, we're bad because we break things that are accurate. We're not uplifted or exalted because of that. And it said, yeah, the Tea Party, the Pentagon predicts, will merge with Al-Qaeda and try to overthrow the U.S. government. Now, what does that really mean? The globalists are going to blow stuff up and say Al-Qaeda did it with the Tea Party. It's about the most Islamic-phobic group out there. You know, I told you this guy a few weeks ago overseas running around saying, you know, former Army or former a Marine guy saying, I'm with Al-Qaeda and I'm over here fighting against Assad. And they said, so you work for the U.S. government, too. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, we work both sides. And I said, they'll probably stage his arrest, or worse, they may put him in jail because he bragged, I can fly back and forth. I mean, what a dumb guy. Definitely not an agent yet. An operative, a asset. I mean, they've got whole brigades of U.S. soldiers over there with beards and everything fighting alongside the Saudis. Brigades. Some estimates are 30,000 U.S. European troops over there with the 50 to 60,000 jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. That's on record. They've got beards. Just like the Navy SEALs all grow beards in Afghanistan. And all you fools, I told you, they'll probably use some of you and say you're real Al-Qaeda on the news. I said this about a year ago. I said they're using forces, they're sheep-dipping them and making them join Al-Qaeda. They think they're infiltrating Al-Qaeda, and you're going to be the rollout to say veterans in the U.S. are all secretly Al-Qaeda. Because when I started seeing these internal manuals that federal people were sending me and stuff, you know, that said the Tea Party's going to merge with Al-Qaeda, I'm like, wait, that makes no sense. No one will buy it. And I'm going to wait. How would they do that? All right, well, I know they're actually running Al-Qaeda, so they've got special forces. They'll order special forces to go undercover. That's what they do, spies. Special forces means military spy. Specially trained combat spy is really what it is. No one even describes it like that on the news, but that's what it is. Specially trained combat spies, high IQ. Well, you're high enough IQ to know criminals run America and the planet now? You're being sheep-dipped, like McVeigh was sheep-dipped into militias, to then blame militias when they shut him up for the bombing. We know the names of the feds that did it, with all the eyewitnesses. Now they're sheep-dipping the military into Al-Qaeda, to then say the military is all secretly Al-Qaeda, and I said that's how they do it. I mean, it's the only way they do it. And now to back it up, they've got at least, it was five, six shows on TV that I happen to have run into or know about. No, seven. Sorry, they showed me one other one. I forget the name of the show. It's where criminals go and become good and help people fix their houses up. But the bad guys on the show are always constitutionalists and, you know, they can't be reprieved and gun owners. Who was telling me about that? It was David Knight was telling me about that show. No, it was a construction guy was here telling me about that the other day. Because he was sitting in there waiting to meet with me while I was shooting the news. And he listened, and I said, that sounds crazy. And he goes, no. There's this show I watch with my wife where they do the same thing. So I got to go check on that. My point is, this is the whole plan. Okay? So, military, you are Al-Qaeda. Just get ready. They're going to put you in a forced labor camp. You don't think the Soviets, globalists, are going to work. You're going to work in the camp because they love you. And they're going to kill babies, too, but that's liberal. 800-259-9231. What are you going to do about this, America? 800-259-9231. Ready to turn your guns in?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, I'm going to warn all military and police personnel worldwide, never take part in role-playing or drills, because 99% of the time it won't be an issue. Don't take part in drills where you play the part of a radical Islamic terrorist or a radical right-wing terrorist, because one day you're going to drive a real truck of explosives onto a military base. Or if they pick a federal building that's got a daycare, there's not many of them, there's a good chance you better check in the back of that truck. That's going to be real explosive. And you're going to go down in history as the right-winger who secretly worked for Al-Qaeda. And again, new listeners are going, well, that makes no sense. I mean, if they told people to throw their kids off cliffs to prove they didn't like Al-Qaeda, right-wingers would do it. I mean, it's a total phobia. They love hating Muslims. It's a religion. That's why it's so funny. It's so sick. They've got U.S. forces, Marines, Army, Special Forces, ordered to go Al-Qaeda against Syria and other areas in Africa, AFRICOM, all over North Africa, And they're now setting them up and arresting them, as I said they would do. People are like, how do you know this? Because it's shake and bake. I know how to cook a pork chop with shake and bake. I mean, it's like read the directions. They do this all the time. I see the new narrative they're putting out to the feds, out of the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, that represent the foreign banks that have captured America to a great extent. Now they want to shut down the free media, mop up who their enemies are, and who are their enemies? Constitutionalists that want sovereignty and don't want to take over. And so what do? They've set up Homeland Security for terrorists. They're going to say veterans and patriots are Al-Qaeda. How do you do that? You stage stuff and say patriots who are Al-Qaeda did it. How do you introduce the idea? You just start having news articles 4 years ago going, soon white Al-Qaeda. Whites will link up with Al-Qaeda. No one had ever done it. It was nowhere. Wasn't true. Then you order the military to join Al-Qaeda. It doesn't matter. They're ordered to do it. You put them in jail. And now they're going and confiscating the firearms of veterans, and I'm going to get to that after I take some calls, 800-259-9231. Rob Jacobson was looking into UN crimes against people that I was talking about now that the UN treaty has been codified, and Obama is trying to get it ratified in the Senate. What the UN doesn't want you to know, and it was a witness to UN missions with slave trade, kidnapping children, you name it, London Telegraph. I mean, this is just one of, let's be conservative, tens of thousands of admissions of the UN. I mean, if the UN ever occupies your area, they will hunt your kids and load planes up with them to fly them off to pedophiles. They will mow you and your family down. They will blow up your energy facilities. They will run around slaughtering everyone. And then they will call in Angelina Jolie to stand in front of dead piles of dead bodies and feed a starving kid. 3 months into their starvation op, look, send me money. Here, child. You gotta love it. It's so evil. Because real evil is an art form. Real evil is an art form. Disgustingly written in the blood of children. And so you gotta sucker good people to give you money to kill kids. Isn't that, man, I tell you, that's loving and liberal. Almost as liberal as the Journal of Bioethics saying kill babies, and now Planned Parenthood and the legislature says, yeah, let's kill kids after they're born. You bet your boots. You better believe it. And now you're not supposed to be freaked out by that. That's completely normal. 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls here today, happy campers. UN has passed the sweeping global gun confiscation program, and Obama has pledged to get it ratified to take your guns. And if they've got to stage some mass shootings, they'll do it, just like they staged Fast and Furious. Oh, he's a Peace Prize winner, though. I forgot. It must be okay. Let's go to Carl in Oregon. You're on the air, sir. What do you make of the show today?
Well, hello, brother. It's one of your heroes calling in, Carl, from Oregon here. I think it's par for the course. We're talking about they have to, it's part of the UN agenda, that they have to take away the guns from American people, most importantly, the veterans, because they are the first threat. Have you heard of a TV show on the History Channel called Gangland?
Yes, I have.
Okay. They're claiming that there's a lot of infiltration of gangsters that are being, because they're desperate to get bodies to fill the spaces of the regular American people that don't want to join the military. They're
Then they have all these big shows about how many units are totally Crip and Blood and Mexican Mafia and white supremacist. Just like the prisons are broken into that, the military is. And of course, it's still a small percentage, but yes, the total destruction of our military is coming. It's going to be drones, robots, foreign mercs. The U.S. military's done. The official plan is it's gone. I mean, I saw them 10 years ago in the Army War College on C-SPAN tell the generals that you work for the world government and the foreign banks. So, yes, the generals have known this for over a decade. This is official, and this is the beginning of it. Go ahead.
So you don't think it's propaganda? That's true fact.
There's massive gangs in the military?
Right.
No, that's a fact. That's absolutely a fact.
Okay, very good. Well, this is another thing I want to speak about. Why don't they put these individuals and the TV show with all the cities that across the country are infested with gangsters? Why don't they open the FEMA camps and put them in there?
Well, they're not going to do that. And again, they sold an MTV gang culture, then they shipped the drugs in to break down the society, to give them a culture of death. And then now, you know, all the kids, no matter what color they are taught the culture of death. And so they just pass around a poison drink to enchant us, you know, to put us under the spell of corruption, to where, you know, our young women think somebody that acts like a thug is a man, and a real man who actually works hard and is good and decent is a wimp. And the women wonder why they're so unhappy. Because, again, they follow what the TV says. You do what the TV says, and it says, you know, be married to a crackhead. So it must be good. And again, the TV says go join the military so they can inject you with soft kill binary bioweapons and then give you the rest of the poison later. And then, I mean, look, it's over. The beginning of the destruction of the U.S. military is on. In 10 years, it will be completely robot. And, of course, you know, they want to have the trendies. It will be nothing but the globalist kind of Soviets at the grassroots level who will be piloting and overseeing the autonomous drones. They'll kind of be like the, you know, the toilet attendant, the vestigial, you know, person there at the command center who believe there's too many. This has all been actuaried, all been planned, all official. Bill Joy wrote about it 12 years ago, told you the official plan. Yeah, he went to the meeting, the globalists said they're going to kill everybody. He said, do you care? No one did. Okay, we're going to destroy you. And the public's just begging, rolling around, begging to have their children have convulsions and die in front of them after the shots, begging to be put in prison, begging to lick police boots. And so the system is going to destroy everybody because we want to be destroyed. How's that sound?
Disgusting. Alex, I think that is the true threat to national security is...
National security is the technocratic rise of the robot, transhumanist... singularity. The singularity is our death. They're planning to have Skynet. They're planning our death. They are merging with the machines.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying that is the, and I interrupted you.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I think if you look at everything as a whole, that is the destruction, and that is the real true threat, is them converting everybody into this gangster mentality.
Yeah, but only so they can all be divided and controlled by the federal UN force. We must be totally divided into racial and religious and ethnic sub districts to then be ruled right out of Hunger Games by floating fortresses.
Yeah.
And everyone is now ready for that because it's what they've been taught. And the way they're going to kill us is with blimps at 120,000 feet with microwaves on them. And they just fly over your city and microwave your city by grids. Everybody wonders why they die a year later of cancer. And that's all official. Alexander Haig wrote about it 20 years ago. I saw him bragging about it I saw him 20 years ago. He wrote about it 25 years ago. I mean, it's all their plan. General Alexander Haig. It's all lovey, very lovey. But I appreciate your call. truth is stranger than fiction. Reverend X, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, what's happening?
Oh, I'm just sitting here watching them turn up the ambient background radiation and kill everybody. It's pretty fun.
Watching them turn up the ambient background radiation. Here's what people need to get a hold through their head. Okay, after this Fukushima deal, okay, the radiation's already here. If we don't stand up now, that's the biggest problem in the world. If we don't stand up to this other stuff now, we're not going to be able to deal with the actual problem.
Is that what you actually called in about? That's weird that I brought up radiation.
It happens that way. Anybody that's seen my web show knows about that. You just kind of go with what's there, okay? As far as the UN treaty goes, okay, nobody's ever read that document. Nobody that I've ever met of.
I have.
Okay, but so many people are willing to just lay down, throw away the Constitution, throw away God.
They love it.
Ready to turn their rights over to the UN.
That's right.
Have you ever known the UN to help anybody?
Well, I mean, all of the actresses, and Matt Damon says so, and I mean, Angelina Jolie, who openly was an admitted Satan worshiper who loves death and blood, I mean, she said so. She's nice.
Well, apparently that must make it so.
You know, the new movie, the book at least, the World War Z, the UN murders gun owners worldwide and love the zombies because they help bring down America, and they actually say Marxism is the answer in the book.
Yeah, that's got to be the high point of this. Okay,
but there is no Marxism. Everything's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, last night there was a couple down in Brazil that got raped and beaten for several hours. Did the UN help them? Absolutely not. Everybody thinks that, our modern evolutionists...
Sir, the UN engages in the most... When UN aircraft land, they are there to harvest children. I mean, it's like a movie where the bad guys come to steal the kids, but everyone just begs and worships it because they're the UN, because every Miss America says they love kids. I mean, you go to the mall and every, you know, beautiful young woman is wearing a UNICEF or World Wildlife Fund shirt. I mean, it must be loving...
Argument here, but here's the thing, that our modern evolutionists believe that only a bad guy would have a gun, right? I mean, you're a bad guy, you like guns, I'm a bad guy, I like guns.
Oh, no, it's only bad when they don't have the guns, and they have the guns, we don't. That way they can take their time with us. Yeah.
...that are in the middle, they're mm-hmm. They're the people who think that we shouldn't have guns, but only their hired mercenaries should have guns.
Yes, that's the plan.
We've got to wake them up. These guys are never there when you need them. Okay, they are never helpful. They never do a damn good thing for anybody. But for some reason, we have to pay trillions of dollars to have them around. Okay, because when our rights get taken and God is out of everything and your rights are going to be at the discretion of some office in the UN and you're not even going to know how to get there. Thanks for your time, Alex.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. No, I mean, that's it. I mean, the globalists are bad, mass murderers. They want our guns to take our bank accounts and rob us, and the state's going to take over our kids, and vaccines are going to be mandatory, and everybody will be dying around you like they already are and getting sick, and they'll just say that's normal. And then they'll take away anyone that criticizes it as mentally ill. That's the authoritarian model. It's here. It's happening. And their people are marching around on power trips, getting off on the authoritarianism because they're so decadent. When you really get decadent, you get into authoritarianism. You think it's cool. I mean, when you look at the people that run this thing, they are just scum. But we lay down to them, and so they've taken over. America was built on not bowing to government. America was built on... Government better be small and respectful, and it works for us. They're public servants. They're not called public servants. They're called authorities, officials. We are civilians. You know, every sack of garbage, sack of traitorous trash, like our mayor here in Austin, Lee UN Leffingwell, every authoritarian, you know, punk, swollen punk, they're, you know, they always call themselves, you know, the authority, and they go, "You civilians." And he stands around with all the police with their guns, and ha, 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 we're going to take your guns. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to take everything you got. Ha, ha, ha. That's liberal. Let's talk to Todd in Canada. Todd, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you today? It's a real honor to talk to you, and I've been trying to get a hold of you for a long time, and I'm hoping one day to shake your hand. I have an idea for the show. I just want to blow past you. You can take it or you leave it, and I can assure you it's sincere.
Go ahead, my friend.
My idea for the show is because I've heard quite often people say, where are the men in this country? And I agree, where are the men in this country? I'm calling from Canada. I can tell you it's hard to find people who are awake and see what's going on. And I'll tell you right now, man, I got a signed copy of the Constitution, and I'm in my bedroom. I love the Constitution, and I love America, and I love North America. I love everybody.
Well, that's mental illness, according to the and they're the authorities. Hey, look, they put hormones in the water to feminize men. And so if you gave those hormones to bulls, they would act docile. We're under chemical warfare. I mean, the White House science czar admits they put stuff in the water. Eco-science, he's written a couple other books. This is all a fact. And even now as it comes out, they drug the water. They go, yeah, we're going to drug it more now. We're going to put lithium in to make you behave. I mean, these people are flaming authoritarian monsters. And that's where the men went, brother.
I agree with you, but I do think there are still a lot of men in the country, and I know they're out there listening right now, and I want to speak to them for just a moment. And my idea for the show is for these people to call in just a short segment of your show when you do have callers to call in, and we want to hear from the men in this country because I know they're out there. I'm calling right now, man. I'm one of them. I'm making videos on YouTube. I'm speaking to people.
Keep going.
Telling you, like, I'm fighting hard, man. I'm fighting up here. I'm fighting with you guys. And you guys down there need to know you got brothers in the trench up here in Canada. Big time. We're together, and I'm here to fight with you, man.
Well, I know there are people worldwide, not this issue of the magazine, but the next issue, we're going to put three bumper stickers in it, full-size bumper stickers. That'll be about 340,000 bumper stickers that are going to go out. Be put on legal and lawful places in your car or give to friends or your book bag or whatever. That will certainly get the word out. But just it's the spirit of resistance. And look, record low numbers for TV viewers, record low numbers for cable viewers, record low. The establishment's dying. That's why they're trying to totally take over right now, not from a position of strength but from weakness. But they're doing a psychological tactic now of hiding in plain view. That's why they're like, of course we're going to kill old people and babies after they're born. It's liberal. Of course the UN murders everyone. We have to. It's for the earth. Of course the communist Chinese tell us what we can put on TV in the U.S. Of course George Washington's bad. What are you, one of the terrorists? They're the terrorists. They're the bad guys. Just openly there, so they know they're uncloaked now. And so they're just flaunting it, hoping their mind game works on us. It doesn't. Discredit them. Resist them. Don't comply. Speak out against them. The war is now.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thank you.
a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
You notice they never made a movie about Andrew Jackson.
And they caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
It's like reading Conan the Barbarian novels or something.
It wasn't as many as there
were. And you can love Andrew Jackson or hate him, but I mean, he grew up as tough as they come. Didn't even learn how to read and write until he was about 16 because the war came when he was like, I don't know, 9 years old. By the time he was about 12, he was running courier notes and shooting redcoats. His mother and brother, his dad died when he was a little kid working the land. His mother and brother died in a British concentration camp. They invented it. They invented it in Scotland and Ireland, and of course, they didn't call it a concentration camp. That was the idea to put natives in reservations. That actually came from Ireland and Scotland, locking everybody up. Oh, we didn't execute them. We just let them starve to death out in the open weather. We let them freeze to death. And, of course, it was he ended up using those same policies against Native Americans himself. I guess the abuser, the abused becomes the abuser. But, I mean, you read the whole life of Andrew Jackson and then Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett was trying to basically imitate Andrew Jackson. He was the big icon of all the battles and wars and stabbings and shootings and, you know, shot three times, stabbed, bleeding for a week straight, refusing to die. I mean, just tough as nails, Andrew Jackson. I read those British descriptions of the Battle of New Orleans, where they describe him up on the parapet while they're firing all their cannons at him for hours. Because they were losing until he arrived, and he just stood there in like a black cloak. They could see his eyes from hundreds of yards away. They describe him like a grim reaper just radiating hatred at them. I mean, that stuff's incredible, folks. When you've read like the ship's logs and all the stuff of those wars, and like they just couldn't shoot him. It was just like George Washington. Because by then he didn't even have any teeth hardly, and like all that gray hair up there. That was before he was even president. By the time he was president, he couldn't even talk. He had no teeth. Oh, man, it's so bizarre. And then look what we've become today. What have I become, my sweetest friend? Everyone I know goes away in the end. But you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you in. I will make you hurt. Dean, I'm going to go to Dean. We come back. I'm going to go to Mika. And then we'll go to Jason and Jack and Nick and many others. People are asking about the virus missing in Arizona. I don't know about that. I knew about the one down at the Level 4 bioweapons lab at the University of Texas. And people say, well, what's the big deal, Alex? Only mice can spread it to us. It's a hemorrhagic fever. People go, well, look at the AP. They say it's not dangerous. Yeah, and they say we should turn our guns in, too. It's awesome. It's so hilarious how people try to twist and find something wrong, I say, instead of getting the beam out of their own eye. I mean, we got tyranny coming down on us in 1,000 different flavors, and they're taking people's bank accounts all over Europe. They've signed us on to $85 billion a month to foreign bankers that we got to pay back. It's a national security secret where the money's going, but we know it's foreign banks. This is the la-la land world, and you've just got to get, hey, they're demonizing us because we're the answer. You want to know why every show demonizes patriots, people that know about the New World Order? Because we know what's going on. We're the people aware of the takeover. We're not the trendies that, you know, think what's important is what the hockey team's doing or what the basketball team is doing. The UN has passed the treaty to take our guns. Obama's trying to implement. It's on. I predicted mass shootings 6-7 months ago. Before Sandy Hook, before Aurora, because I knew they were coming. Spread the word about the broadcast. Help us get the stories out to everyone. Help expose the domestic arms buildup. Why do you want our guns while the globalist NATO, the UN, has taken control of our military and is training to take on the American people? This is treason! This is treason! Treason! We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.